If lane widths or other temporary pavement conditions are constrained in the work zone, it may be prudent to establish and sign specific detours around the work zones for large trucks. Such detours must be able to accommodate oversized and overweight vehicles. For work zones that can accommodate large trucks, agencies may still want to encourage trucks to use alternative routes without work zones so that the impact of large trucks on work zone capacity and operations is reduced. It is important to ensure that the alternative routes are capable of accommodating these trucks, considering such factors as the expected volume of truck traffic that would use the route, the geometrics of the route, locations with height, width, weight restrictions, and so on. Any alternative route should not be much longer than the original route, or else it will not be used extensively. Finally, good public outreach about the availability of the alternative route is needed to make this strategy successful. In 2006, the Federal Highway Administration published the Alternate Route Handbook to aid planners considering alternate routes. A more recent review of the practices, Alternate Route Advisories and Work Zones, was published in 2014. While neither of these documents is exclusive to large trucks, the issues and concerns are the same.